4 8 mobile. KXN6CLX. How are you? My signal will clean up here in just a little bit.
Filthy before, but now it's cleaner. Guess you're mostly home.
Actually, where the line's at right up here, but I'll start getting a little cleaner once I get into the repeater.
The translation from North Carolina air to South Carolina air. Busy, getting things done. Things are busier, but I don't know. You know how it is. Nothing's ever good enough for the boss. But tomorrow, I take the day off. It's great, a vacation day, because I get to have AC guys come and fix my freaking downstairs AC.
You definitely need that AC this time of year down there.
So, you know, it's like a double whammy. Take a day off to spend a couple grand.
That, I know that feeling.
Money in the bank. After tomorrow, it won't be there anymore.
Give me just a minute. I didn't get any of that one. Let me get a little further out the road here.
6CLX. But at least I can understand you, N6CLX.
And since the foliage has come out up here, it's been harder for me to get into the repeater.
This will do to radio propagation. Actually, it's just direct line of sight. But anyway, they absorb it.
And it seems like the repeater's been noisy today to me. Everything I've heard has been scratchy, unlike usual.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the weather. When things happen like that, usually there's some kind of ducting going on here. You're getting some VHF ducting, and you're hearing other repeaters, but, you know, this is kind of a strange time of year for that.
Above my pay grade. Great.
If you got a temperature inversion where the hot air is underneath cold air, you'll get a ducting line there that'll continue down the front. And I've made 2 meter contacts down on the coast in Louisiana. I made contacts direct over to Texas, a couple hundred miles.
But a lot of that, you're flat down there too, and don't have all these mountains in the way like I do right now.
And also, it's just so flat, and when the weather fronts come through, never lived in a place quite like that. When they say a front is coming, you can watch it coming. You can see a wall of clouds coming at you, and wham, the winds pick up, and it hits you.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We lived right out down in a little town called Alvin, halfway between Houston and Galveston, Texas. Across the Gulf there.
When you get that, man, the ducting will go up right up and down that front. It's pretty cool.
Something to do with that charged particles in there and in the front of the front.
Yeah, if you think of it, if you ever watch submarine movies or experienced any of the sonar, you know, the submarines can go behind, hide underneath thermal inclines. You know, when there's a thermal change in the water, the sound waves don't move through quite right. Same thing.
I understand what you're saying there.
The difference in air pressure density causes a change in the propagation of radio waves through that media, and so it'll. Like everything else, it's lazy. It wants to take the easy way.
That could definitely have something to do with what's going on right now, because it's only 75 degrees up here in North Carolina where I'm at, and I'm just across the state line. So.
If was listening. I haven't been talking much lately, just listening. I was listening this morning, and it just sounded like I was hearing another repeater and Peter somewhere out there just breaking my squelch. So, you know, I had a little bit of it going this morning. N6CLX ready.
On the net, there's a guy comes on from Gastonia, and he'll hear a repeater up there and us at the same time because he's right in the middle. So you might have been hearing that one. I don't know.
Driving to work, as I get over Spartanburg, I can switch over to 440, and there's a repeater I hear perfectly. I can't reach it from over there, but I can hear them perfectly, and I figured out that it's over in Gastonia.
It's nice up here. It's down to 74 now.
That's pretty drastic for that little bit of altitude change.
About every day when I come home, man, you get up to the top of the mountain and level out, it's usually close to 10 degrees cooler.
I got my private pilot's license, which isn't a wow thing. I haven't flown in, I don't know, 15 years. If you got a death wish, fly with me. Anyway, they teach you, the rule of thumb is a 1 degree drop in temperature for every 1,000 feet you climb.
In every 1,000 feet or 30,000?
No, 1 degree for every 1,000 feet.
I sure didn't climb those 10,000 feet. And it's only about 1,500 feet difference between here and there.
That's what I'm saying. There's definitely some kind of huge thermal difference going on for it to be 10 degrees. Is it always 10 degrees?
Usually 5 to 15. I've seen as much as 15, but I think a lot of it's got to do with all the water that's up here. We got a lot of rivers and streams up here, so it keeps it a lot cooler.
Yeah, that definitely will make a difference, that all that water absorbing the heat. It absorbs a lot more heat than the Earth will. N6CLX ready.
4HDX Friday. Yeah, Transylvania County's slogan is land of the waterfalls. I have changed it to land of the waterfall because it rains all the time, it seems like.
One of the top 10 wettest areas of North America, if I'm not mistaken.
I think one time, I'm not sure if it still is, but it was classified almost a rainforest if it not was, wasn't one.
In the rainforest outside of Mount Rainier in Seattle when I was a kid. And it's just otherworldly. You know, you don't have to be tropical to be a rainforest. The vines and the ferns, and it looked like something from a Jurassic movie.
If you're out and about one weekend, you ought to ride up here and just enjoy it. Like I said, it's usually, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees cooler, generally in the 5 to 10 degree range.
15 years to drive up there and go to that mine it yourself place, I don't know what it is, Topaz, Ruby, something like that up there.
Which one? Because there's several of them up here. That's pretty common for the tourists to come in here and do that.
I don't find anything, but it'd be fun.
I don't know if they do or not. I live up here, so I've never been to them. Couldn't tell you. But I know people have found stuff like that in the creeks and the rivers around here from time to time.
Springs, Arkansas, I went to the dig-it-yourself diamond mine. The place looked more like a construction site than it did a mine, and I didn't find anything. And, of course, a week later, some teenager found a record diamond right on the walk path, and here I am, the mine engineer, and my wife says, should we be checking the walk path? I said, no, give me a break.
First, right? The time that I feel like I'm 100% positive about anything, I'm generally going to be wrong.
especially if the XYL is involved in that conversation. Can that, because she doesn't have a license and doesn't care.
Sure, but I have been talking to mine about getting her license. Use it just like her phone. Turn the volume off and lay it over somewhere where she can't find it.
So how was your day? I'll ask you that because I'm almost home and I haven't asked you.
Actually had a fairly good day, making some progress on the tool truck situation. So when I get home here in just a few minutes, hopefully have a package waiting on me that will verify everything is done.
That's great. I thought of you the other day, Patrick, when I saw a Matco tool truck going down Business 85 in Spartanburg.
Was it heading northbound?
Yes.
Casey, he lives up towards Shelby. He drives over here from here every day.
I would have called you on the radio and made an offer for that truck, but his truck's seen better days, too.
Mike, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. Good to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you in a while. I'm starting to wonder where you were at. So 732 UKO4HK, and I'll be clear on your file.
All right, KO4HKX and 6CLX. Patrick, you take care, and I'll be talking to you
before long, which is not tomorrow probably.
And I'm sitting in my driveway. I'm going to go put my antenna down. N6CLX, I'm clear.